Anthony Rios is with us, and he is the vice president of the People with AIDS Coalition. And there's been a few things in the paper recently. There's been sort of a lot of studies that come out, or a lot of new hopes, I guess, in the paper about things coming out with treatments for AIDS or dealing with AIDS. But there's also been some stories about some of us who've survived and lost so many of our friends and our community people, and wondering, you know, why are we still fighting this? You know, everybody we knew is gone. Is there an easy answer to that?
No.
There's
an easy answer, Jack. It's a tough one. This whole thing about relapse, I think it's going to be a lot of attention paid to that, especially in the gay community, about men having unsafe sex again. And it's one of the hard things to answer. And you hit it, I think, right on, is that you see so many of your friends that are gone, and you try to deal with that, the grief, the loss, all of those things. And a lot of times, the only way to really deal with that for a lot of people is to practice unsafe behavior. And it's really, I think it's an intentional act. People really do know what they're doing, but they're at a point where, well, what, you know, what's the use? There isn't the kind of emphasis on ending the AIDS epidemic like there used to be. When I first got involved in AIDS prevention activities, what we would say was, our commitment is to end the AIDS epidemic, first and foremost. You don't hear that anymore at any level, whether it's a community-based level, local, state, or federal government. And I think that's a very scary place to be when people aren't talking about ending AIDS anymore. What we've evolved to, or devolved to, I should say, is maintaining an epidemic.
Do you think also that some of us have sort of got tired of dealing with AIDS and are trying to go on with other things? And, you know, there may be some validity in doing that, because you can't always just be thinking about one thing. On the other hand, it's still here and we're still losing so many of our people.
Right, right. You know, early on it was so much intertwined with lesbian and gay rights,
mm-hmm.
and they were kind of like hand in hand, and they still are. But over time, as the AIDS epidemic has spread into other communities, IV drug users, heterosexuals, children, that whole thing, it's touched every facet of our society. But for gay people, for gay and lesbian people, you get to a point where, I mean, there are lots and lots of people who have given so much of their time, of their energy, of their money, and their commitment. And you do end up getting burned out over whether it's a year or 10 years that you've been involved. And you get to a point where you don't see any light at the end of the tunnel, and it's like, okay, what do I do now? And it's very, very frustrating at all different levels, whether it's a political level and you're working on AIDS funding and AIDS policy, if you're talking about treatment and services for people, that whole thing. I mean, you know, if you go to Thomas Street Clinic nowadays, they're seeing between 3,000 and 4,000 patient visits per month.
Wow.
At Thomas Street Clinic. That is just, it's horrendous, and it just keeps growing.
How do you deal with it? I mean, the fact that you are involved in organizations and you work for the city, how do you deal with it all the time?
Well, I've been fortunate. I've been able to put myself into programs, whether they're seminars or workshops, to deal with those things, to deal with burnout, to deal with grief, to deal with the anger that surrounds the HIV epidemic. So I've been fortunate to be able to have access to those kinds of things. And I do things for myself to make sure that I don't get myself burnt out. Like here in the last month or so, I haven't gone to a whole lot of AIDS-related meetings, and I've done that on purpose, because you just get to a point, like I say, where you've got to step back. I've actually taken some courses this year. I've taken some ceramics courses at Houston Community College.
Okay.
It's been great. And it really, it's for me, it's very renewing, because I go there, I don't think anything about work, about AIDS, or anything like that, so my mind is totally off of anything.
But of course, you made some triangle ceramic things, right?
Exactly, lots of pink triangle ceramic things. But it's been a blast. And, you know, some of my friends, when I told them that I was taking this course, they would get a chuckle out of it. They're like, are you artistic? And I'm like, by all means, I am. But things like that, a lot of people do different things to what I call renewal, because you've got to renew yourself. Otherwise, you're going to end up just overwhelmed with all that you're dealing with. So some people go to the movies. They'll take a weekend, and all they do is go to the movies. And I'm always encouraging service providers and people that I come into contact with, you've got to make time for yourself. You know, if you haven't spent time with your lover, like to just go out and have a really nice dinner, go to the movies, go to a play, something, get out of town for a while. You've got to do something like that, or else you are going to go crazy.
How about reaching out to different segments of the community? Are we doing a good job in that, in our community?
In some areas we are, in some areas we aren't. You know, there's and one of the things that is a myth is that the gay and lesbian community is educated as much as they can be, and that is really a myth that we need to shatter. There are many, many young gay people that are 20 years old, 21 years old, who don't think they're at risk. And I've heard more and more stories of them not practicing safer sex. They're not using condoms. They're not talking about it because they think, well, I'm 21 years old. I'm going to have sex with another 21-year-old. No big deal. So that is one of the myths that we need to shatter. As far as other communities, people of color, African Americans, Hispanics, there's a lot of progress being made to reach those communities. However, where we're not reaching a lot of African American and Hispanics are the gay and lesbian population that are African American and Hispanic. There is hardly any work being done to reach the Asian communities in the Houston area, and we have a growing Asian population. And, you know, when we really make a realistic or serious efforts to reach them, we're going to have to deal with that whole culture. You know, we can't just take whatever we've done in mm-hmm. the gay community down into Chinatown or wherever and say, okay, this is what you need to know. That won't work. We're going to have to use Asians and say, okay, how can we educate your community? What's going to work? What can I say to you? What can I not say to you?
How do you reach out to the black community when there doesn't even seem to be any organizations that most of us know, you know, that we know about?
Well, there are, I'll tell you one, there's Over the Hill, which is over on Dowling in the Third Ward, which does excellent work reaching the African-American population, primarily ex-offenders and drug users. They have a fantastic outreach program to reach the crack houses and a lot of the drugs and prostitutes that are out there. And you're right, a lot of people don't know about that organization, and they do fantastic work. There's another organization called...
what about the People with AIDS Coalition? What are they doing?
Well, the People with AIDS Coalition has actually done some very fantastic work here recently. In the last couple of years, we've been able to increase our programming. We started the volunteer program at Thomas Street Clinic in January of this year. We've added a case management component, and we're seeing more and more of our clients are women and children that are coming in asking for services. The one program that the coalition is doing that I'm really proud of this year is the volunteer program at Thomas Street Clinic. We've got, I think, over 100 volunteers now. They're all clients of Thomas Street, and they're all on disability, and they turn around and volunteer their time at the clinic in various areas there. So that's a very fantastic program. The coalition has a warehouse program, which is always in demand. We provide household furniture for people. There's a big demand for beds right now from our clients. So, yep, the coalition is definitely out there. And I think you've touched on something that's really important. A lot of organizations are low-key about what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of that's due to there's such demand for our services that we don't even have to advertise. People know about it. They hear about it through a social worker or through a clinic or something like that. And, you know, the coalition doesn't need to advertise. The AIDS Foundation, Over the Hill, you know, whatever, Ovis doesn't have to advertise because just by word of mouth, we're already stretched beyond our limits. And the one thing that all of the organizations could definitely use are more volunteers.
Well, how would somebody get involved with perhaps the People with AIDS Coalition?
Well, with the coalition, you'd call 522-5428. And ask for Kathy, and she can tell you about all kinds of volunteer opportunities, whether they're in the office, at Thomas Street Clinic, with the warehouse program, and various programs that we offer. But I think that's one of the biggest things that we need to do now is recruit more volunteers and get more people involved in providing or assisting the agencies in providing the services that they are providing.
And I know the AIDS Foundation puts on some seminars about safer sex.
Right. They have safer sex seminars. Some of them are targeted for gay men, gay and bisexual men, and some of them are targeted to the heterosexual population. And if you call the AIDS Foundation, 623-6796, and ask for Bart, he'll be more than happy to hook you up.
In fact, Bart also gives some house parties.
He does. Right? He does house parties. Safer sex house parties are a lot of fun, kind of like a big Tupperware party, but all the items you have are, you have some great safer sex toys, I'll put it that way, that Bart will bring out a collection and show you how to have safe, erotic sex and keep yourself healthy.
What about, are there programs for younger people?
There are some programs for younger people. A new one that started called the Peace Academy, and that number is 666-1602. is a program that's designed for teenagers, primarily in school youth. And what they're doing is they're training them as peer educators, and they're really doing a fantastic job.
Great, yeah. Great. We're talking to Anthony Rios, who is Vice President of the People with AIDS Coalition. I thank you very much for coming by this evening. And you're listening to Lesbian and Gay Voices. Deborah's taking this week off. She's not feeling quite well enough to be here tonight. We hope she'll be back next week.